Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Gods of Earth by Craig DeLancey, performed by Nick Podell. For Alethea. Prologue. Walking Man. Chapter 1.
Wake up, witch boy!
The voice called to Chance Kyrian, intruding on his dream. It was a strange dream in which he wandered alone through his house from room to room, finding his whole family absent and not a single candle lit against the coming dusk. But also a pleasant dream, for he walked out onto the porch and there stood Sarah Michael, dressed in her ranger garb, twin swords on her hips, and she strode toward him, smiling her crooked smile, her dark hair loose on her shoulders.
"Witch boy!" the plaintive voice repeated. "You can't sleep through your baptism!"
Chance woke and sat up, making the ropes of his bed creak under the straw mattress. His brother Paul stood in the door to his room, smiling broadly, shirt untucked, shoeless, and with the suspenders of his pants drooping around his knees.
"The witch boy rises," Paul said. "I thought maybe you were dead."
"Go away," Chance said. "Why'd you have to wake me? I was having a dream." When Paul just laughed at him, Chance got out of the bed and fetched his pants from their hook by the window. He leaned against the wall and pulled them on. "And why are you up?" Chance asked him. Usually Chance woke an hour before Paul, and the morning had hardly started. Through the rippled glass of his bedroom's one window, yellow and red streaks of sunrise spread in the sky. A robin gave its dull dawn cry in the oak outside. His mother noisily tended the hearth below, stoking the ashes into a breakfast fire.
"Today's your birthday," Paul said. "I can't call you witch boy after they baptize you."
"No one can call me witch boy," Chance said.
"Well now," Paul said, "perhaps I should say if they baptize you. Never know, someone might denounce you."
Chance scowled at his brother. "That's not funny." Paul waved at the air, as if brushing away the thought. Paul was 6 months younger, but a head taller than Chance. Some Sundays, Chance felt pain to stand with his family at church and think how easily anyone could see that he, Chance, had been adopted. His mother and father and brother each had fair skin, broad shoulders, blue eyes, and flaming red hair. Chance was slight, with black hair and eyes so...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?